Okay. And so?
one last point. Can I sneak in one last point? Just one last point here. This is interesting. I've read this article, part of this before. This is the Fisher King Matchless Bobby, or Profile of a Prodigal, right? Now, this guy, he absolutely, you know, hates my guts, right? So, but he says, look what he says about the Capablanca-Alekhine match, okay? He says, the late, great 20th century has Capablanca versus Alekhine, or the first Botvinnik tile matches to be proud of. At least they were fair and mercifully apolitical. So he is saying that Capablanca-Alekhine match was fair. But wait a second. That match, to Capablanca had the advantage. If the match was tied 9-9, he would retain the title. In order for Alekhine to become the world champion... That was fair. But the reason, supposedly... that the Jews were against all the press that I was... Remember my match with Karpov didn't take place? All the press blamed me, right? They said I wanted unfair conditions because I said there's also not counting rules. If it was tied, the first fight would win 10 games, but if it was tied 9 wins, the champion, me, would retain the title. So the challenger has to win by 10 wins to 8 wins, right? Minimum of 10 wins. Everybody said this is terribly unfair. Fisher's a crook. Fisher's a coward. Now it turns out that rule that if it's a tie, it's a 9-9 tie, it's first player to win 10, or if it's a 5-5 tie, it's the first player to win 6, the champion retains. It's not unfair. And this guy who wrote this did not do this to help me, because this guy really hates me incredibly. Let me just prove he hates me, okay? Then this is my last point. Look what he says about me in this article. He says, for example... And please believe me that I do not do this out of spite or rancor. From the earliest days of Fisher's career to this very day, he has been labeled brash, arrogant, selfish, self-centered, boorish, loudish, cruel, unreasonable, difficult, impossible, inconsiderate, ungrateful, petty, petulant, sulking, crass, insensitive, irrational, contentious, argumentative, aggravating, insulting, crazy, wicked, and mad. And then he adds, I would tend to agree. So this guy... He had bona fide credentials of hating me, right? And he even said Capablanca-Alekhine was a fair match. So why was my conditions that I proposed to play Karpov unfair? Mr. Kolar, please tell me that.
Okay. Probably just run out of time, and I think Melchor has some other points that he has prepared for his program. Yeah. I would like to say thank you again for coming over, gracing the program tonight, and I hope this will not be the last again.
No, I hope so. It won't be, Pablo. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen.
You're the only place that let me get on. It's unbelievable. I mean, here in the Philippines, you and some other radio, you know, it's just incredible. I'm willing to go on the air anywhere. I just got a very good Sony pick up for the telephone. Yeah. I can talk by radio, by telephone anywhere in the world, and get a perfect recording. I'm willing to go on in Iceland, Germany, Russia, Yugoslavia.
They want you to go on the air.
Yeah, but they don't want.
All right.
Let me just say one more thing. I think this is very, very, very wrong of this Milosevic, sending him to this UN war crimes tribunal. This is really disgusting. He's not going to get any kind of a fair deal there, fair trial there. It's absolutely outrageous. He didn't do anything wrong in Kosovo. The Yugoslav government did nothing wrong in Kosovo. The people there who made trouble there are the same like the Abu Sayyaf crowd. Didn't do a damn thing wrong. They treated the Albanians well. If they treated the Albanians so badly, why were so many Albanians coming from Albania into Kosovo to live? That's the reason why they were outnumbered 9-1, the Serbs, because people were coming through the border. Also, they had very large families, but many Albanians were coming there to live because they had a much better life inside of Yugoslavia in Kosovo than they had over there in Albania. So, I'm not saying this guy was perfect at all, Milosevic, but this putting him on trial for alleged war crimes in Kosovo is outrageous. The U.S. is the one. Look, Clinton should be in prison for his war crimes. He dropped, you depleted uranium on Kosovo. He poisoned the whole area. Hundreds of thousands of millions of people died prematurely of that. Many people have already died from this radioactive poisoning. He's the war criminal, not Milosevic.
Okay. We'll see you again. Melchor, thank you very much. And ladies and gentlemen, you just heard our interview with Bobby Fischer, world chess champion. Tonight, of course, it's the 30th of June. It's a Saturday here in the Philippines. And this is Pablo Mercado saying, thank you very much, Basta Radio. Bombo!
Thank you very much, too. We're pleased to have you, Mr. Bobby Fischer. And, of course, our special manager, Bobo Pablo Mercado. Terus kan alas 8, jazz, itin rabi. Ini telah ada program Zona Libre. Aku sebelumnya berarti ada mempunyai lokal isu di kawasan itu. Apalagi, mana boleh di memasang konsol.
Pantang gol ng mamamayan.